Peter, complete this sentence. The Eagles are nearing the NFL draft, and they are.
Not necessarily going to take the best player available, which I think is a nonsensical way to look at the draft. Whenever I hear anybody talk like that, I say, every team in the league, if you have two good tackles, you're not taking a tackle with the 14th pick if he's far and away the best player on your board. So if I were to right now pick a player for the Eagles or pick a position group for the Eagles, I would pick the best offensive lineman available, or I would pick a deep threat. Even though you don't want to take a receiver in the first round a year after you take Aguilar in the first round, I still think there's one thing that Howie Roseman didn't do that he wished he would have done in the early days of free agency, and that is to get a field stretcher on offense, because I think that's what Sam Bradford right now still needs.
This team has not won a playoff game since 2008. A lot of people now say that the Eagles are going back to the Andy Reid era, five NFC championships. Not a bad era. Hey, your take on just the organization as a whole and what it's going to take to get back to being a dominating team in the NFC and in the NFL.
What's interesting about the division right now is that every team in the division seems to me to be a little bit alike, in that you could look at every team and you could say, you know what, I kind of like where they are at quarterback. But there's a little bit of an asterisk with each team's passing game. You know, Dallas, you don't know if Romo's going to stay healthy. The Giants, Eli is going to get battered behind that offensive line most likely. You know, the Eagles, you're not positive about Bradford, although you feel pretty good about him. And obviously Washington with Kirk Cousins coming off a really good sort of breakout season. So everybody is feeling pretty good about their quarterback situation. But then it goes so far beyond that. And to me, I think one of the things that Howie Roseman did with this team and did well is he took seven core players. I mean, really, he took every player except the giant on defense, you know, except the one player on defense who they wanted to get redone. And he took every single one of those guys and he got them redone. And I think one of the things that they have right now is they have a really nice core of players. And I worry about their offensive line some, and I worry about their secondary some. But I could say that about the Giants. I could say that about Washington. Now, Dallas got a very good offensive line, but I could say that about Dallas's secondary, too. So this division is there for anybody. It seems like we've been saying that for about the last 5 or 6 years, ever since the Giants beat the Patriots in 2011, 5 years ago. It seems like every year it's up for grabs. And even that year, they were a wild card team. They were no lock. So I look at this division right now, Dave, and I'm flipping a coin.
Well, there hasn't been a back-to-back NFC East champion, I think, since 04. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible. It's like, and I think, look, the NFL every single year, you know, sells hope, you know, and no one, you look for 3 or 4 years in Washington, look, they were moribund, you know, they weren't getting out of there. But is there any other team that is even remotely like that right now? I don't see it. I mean, it's just one of those things that right now, I think if they have a good draft, if the Eagles have a good draft and they protect Bradford and he is what he was drafted to be, the Eagles could win 12. Of course, if that doesn't happen, they could also win 7. So, you know, that's what this division is.